Now it's time to join Ben Valsler at Dave Ansell's house for a colourful kitchen science.
For this week's kitchen science, Dave has thoroughly confused me. He's invited me into his kitchen to do an experiment that shows where the wind comes from, and yet the thing he's got set up is a large bowl full of water. Now, Dave, I think you might have got it a bit mixed up. We're talking about wind, about air, not about water.
Well, air is a fluid, it flows. Water's also another fluid that flows, but water's a much sort of denser fluid. It means all the experiments happen a lot slower, so it's easy to see what's going on.
So we're sort of using our bowl of water as a metaphor for the wind.
As a metaphor for the atmosphere, that's right.
OK, so what do we have to do?
Well, first of all, you want a nice big bowl of water.
Warm water, hot water, cold water?
Just cold water. Then you want a little bit of food colouring and a very small bottle. Ideally a small, fat glass one, but I've only got a short, thin plastic one. It'll have to do.
And you're actually using a food colouring bottle, but you don't want to use a full bottle of food colouring.
You just want sort of two or three drops of food colouring in the bottom of your bottle. Gently pour that in.
Now, obviously, if you're doing anything with food colouring at home, be careful because it can stain. That's what it's supposed to do. So don't get it on your clothes and certainly don't get it on anyone else's clothes. OK, we have a few drops of food colouring in the bottom of a small bottle. What's next?
I want to fill this up with hot water from the tap. Just let it run for a bit so you get some nice hot water out of the tap.
OK, so it needs to be quite steamy hot, but not dangerously hot.
I'm just filling this right to the top.
Oh, you really mean right to the top, don't you? There is no air left in that bottle at all.
Yeah, that's the idea. I'm just going to hold the lid on upside down so it just holds it in there and keeps everything stable while I put it into the bowl of water.
OK, so we're not actually screwing the lid back on. We're just placing it on the top and we're going to put the entire bottle into the large bowl of cold water. So in we go.
I'll take the lid away.
So that's completely submerged in the large pot of water. And you've actually knocked it over. Did you do that on purpose?
Well, it turned out my bottle was too tall, so I just have to knock it onto its side.
OK, so you've taken the lid off now, and the hot food colouring stained water is streaming out of the bottle. It almost looks like if you turned the whole thing upside down, it would just be pouring out, but it's actually pouring up.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. When you heat up water, all the molecules vibrate more, they take up a bit more space, so the water becomes less dense, which means it will float on the water around it.
So a bit like oil will float on water because it's less dense than water, the hot water in your coloured bottle is doing the same thing, and it's pouring upwards to settle on the top of the water. But there are a few very interesting tendril, sort of mushroom shapes, coming back down from the red liquid where it's collected at the top.
That's right, it's floating upwards, then it gets to the top and it cools down again. Eventually it gets cool enough that it will sink back down again. So we've got warm water rising at the end of the bottle and falling in other areas of the bowl.
It's actually beautiful. It's almost making little ringlets of coloured water as it falls back down to the bottom. I wish you'd chosen a colour other than red, because it almost looks bloodstained, but it's a very, very pretty effect, and clearly it's demonstrating what I think is just convection.
Yep, this is convection. Warm fluids tend to expand and float, and cool fluids, as we can show now, tend to sink. So what I've got here is some ice cubes I've made with a load of food colouring, so they're really, really dark blue.
It looks to me like your ice cube tray might be permanently ruined.
Yes, don't tell my housemates.
Well, as long as you make them fancy blue cocktails, I think you'll get away with it.
OK, now I'm going to try floating one of these on the surface of the bowl.
Now, ice, of course, is less dense than water, so the ice itself will float on the surface. And as I'm watching now, it's starting to melt, and the blue food colouring is coming out. And again, we're getting these tendrils of colour coming down through the bowl of water and heading towards the bottom. So exactly the opposite thing is happening. Will they eventually warm up and pull back up to the surface?
If there was a heat source at the bottom of the bowl, especially if it goes and sits near that hot bottle, it will warm up and then start floating up and you get a circulation with movements of water.
OK, so this is a beautiful and colourful and really simple demonstration of how convection works. But what's it got to do with wind?
Well, it's actually the force which drives wind and most of our weather. The sun beats down on some parts of the world better than others, so some parts of the world get very, very hot. The air above them also gets hot. That means it's less dense than air in cold places. That means the air from the cold places will kind of fall under them and the hot air will float upwards. So you get lots of movement of air around the place. You get wind.
So the hot bits are where you get thermals, where you'll see, say, birds of prey or even people with a glider. They are riding on these hot columns of air that are moving upwards as the cold air around them moves inwards and pushes them up.
Yes, and the really extreme version of this is a hurricane. But that's got the slightly added complication that the Earth is spinning, so that as the air moves in towards the centre, it spins faster and faster. Like if you ever played on a children's playground on a roundabout, so you climb into the middle, the roundabout spins faster. So the air spins faster and faster and faster until the winds get absolutely devastating.
So this colourful, watery demonstration actually demonstrates the physics behind some of the extremely destructive forces of nature. That's all we have for Kitchen Science this week, and we'll be back with more very soon.
So food, colouring and water can show you how a hurricane works. Absolutely fantastic. We've got pictures and video of Dave destroying bits of kitchenware and the multicoloured action resulting from it online at www.thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience.